We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A day of demonstrations. The sound as abortion rights advocates protested outside Old St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan yesterday, one of many demonstrations in the wake of a leaked draft opinion showing the Supreme Court set to overturn Roe v. Wade. The group also blocked a rosary procession to a nearby Planned Parenthood clinic, just one of many rallies across the region and the nation. New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer spoke to a crowd of hundreds who braved the rain in Mineola.
We are going to show the country that America is pro-choice, the people are pro-choice, and women's rights will not be trampled on by anybody.
Hundreds also came out for a rally in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Shooting near Central Park yesterday left two teenage boys hurt. Gunfire broke out around 5 p.m. at 5th Avenue and Duke Ellington Circle in East Harlem. Police say there were two groups of teens on opposite sides of 5th Avenue when the shots were fired. Unclear where the victims were. A 13-year-old hit in the leg. Police say a 14-year-old was wounded in the arm and grazed in the stomach. Both taken to the hospital and both expected to recover. No arrests so far. Police say there's no indication of a possible motive and the investigation is ongoing. They ended up on the tracks. Police are releasing video of a wild subway slashing incident in Brooklyn and asking for help finding the suspect. This happened just before 10 p.m. Wednesday at the Broadway Junction station. Police say a guy in a black Nike hoodie appeared to challenge a 52-year-old man who was passing on the platform after the man may have stepped on his belongings. The two exchanged words, and the guy in the black hoodie pulled a knife. Passerby swung a bag at him. They struggled. The passerby tried to run. Then the guy with the knife tackled him onto the tracks. They did get off the tracks before any trains came, fortunately. The guy in the black hoodie ran off. The passenger came up with slash wounds to the chest, ear, finger, and head. He's expected to be okay. The video will soon be up at 1010winds.com, and police are asking anybody with information on all of this to call Crime Stoppers. More controversy over stop and frisk. Civil rights attorneys say the NYPD is underreporting stops and still improperly targeting minorities. Jonathan Moore of the Center for Constitutional Rights says despite all of the reform efforts, there is still a racial disparity in who gets stopped. He claims the department is still engaged in racial profiling. Federal Monitor released a quarterly report saying the department needs to take additional steps to address the issue of underreporting and calling on supervisors to more strictly enforce policies against improper stops. The department says the report overall shows that it's reached a 92% rate of full or partial compliance and routinely exceeds monitoring requirements. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell will allow the misconduct trial of an officer who shot and killed a black man during an off-duty traffic altercation. Civilian Complaint Review Board can now proceed with the trial of Officer Wayne Isaacs in the death of Delron Small. Isaacs was using his own vehicle and not in uniform when he shot Small at the corner of Atlantic Avenue and Bradford Street on July 4th of 2016. He was acquitted in a criminal trial and his family filed a civilian complaint. An arrest in the theft of a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor's wheelchair on the Upper West Side. Police say 45-year-old Tori Brandt of the Bronx took Eric Plan's power chair while it was just sitting outside his doctor's office. Before the arrest, Plan told Fox that he would have helped somebody who needed that chair.
If you need a wheelchair, I would help you buy one.
Police released video of the suspect driving away in the chair. Brandt was arrested on grand larceny and other charges Friday, but they did not recover the chair. The city isn't doing enough. That's what a federal official is saying about the ongoing cleanup of the Gowanus Canal. EPA lawyer Brian Carr says the effort's inadequate and will stay that way until the city finishes work on two delayed sewage retention tanks. At a canal advisory committee meeting, he says,
the city thinks that they are doing what they've been doing in good faith, and EPA is going to be responding to that. And they may not like me saying in advance of that it's intentional, willful noncompliance. The record is clear.
Committee members told the Brooklyn paper that people are confused about the status of the cleanup and want to believe the pollution is gone, and that's just not the case. An MTA worker is dead after she was struck by a car as she crossed the street on her way home from work in Queens. 38-year-old Karina Lorino outside the crosswalk at Astoria Park South and 21st Street on Friday when the 73-year-old woman drove into her just after 10 p.m. Police say she was taken to the hospital with body trauma and pronounced dead. The driver stayed on the scene. Police still investigating. Family and friends told the Daily News Lorino had worked for the MTA for 15 years and leaves a 20-year-old daughter. There's word of an inmate death at Rikers Island. Corrections officials say 25-year-old Deshaun Carter was in custody at the Anna Cross Center when he died yesterday. The cause now said to be under investigation. There are no other details right now. The city says it is the fourth death in custody at Rikers this year. Well, talk about your long shot wins. A major surprise at the Kentucky Derby when Rich Strike surprised everybody with a charge up the rail.
The epitome of a long shot wins the Kentucky Derby.
And coming down to the wire, epicenter's handed. Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh my goodness, the longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it.
Horse Racing Network is 80-1 long shot. Rich Strike beats favorite Epicenter and Zandon along the rail. Rich Strike just added to the field Friday, having lost 5 straight races, winning just 2 of 8 overall. The only longer shot Derby winner ever, Donerail, in 1913 at 91-1.
That is correspondent Joe Waller reporting. First Derby for both the jockey and the trainer. Much more on the Derby coming up in 10-10 Win Sports at 15:45. Well, Brooklyn Icon is marking its 100th birthday. That is the sound from Jane's Carousel, named for late artist Jane Walentas, who spent more than 20 years restoring the ride. It's now in Brooklyn Bridge Park. Mayor Adams was a keynote speaker at the celebration yesterday, calling it a cornerstone to help attract people to Brooklyn. His honor formally declared yesterday Jane's Carousel Day and took a spin.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.